So right now, we'll bring to these microphones Dr. Rob Congdon. He's the man that looks at the European Union, keeps his focus there, so he can help us to understand exactly how everything is developing. And basically, as we always talk, setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Rob, we were just talking earlier with Colonel Bob McGinnis about Karzai, President Karzai of Afghanistan, wanting NATO out of Afghanistan, at least out of the villages. Now, NATO, and I don't know if many people understand this, but NATO is basically stationed in Europe, and it's the, I guess, surrogate army for the European Union right now, is it not?
Well, in many ways it is. They've allowed the United States to finance it, and it was to protect Europe against the communist bloc nations at that time. It now has moved into other areas, and in reality, it is the way that Europe has been able to afford their social system because they've used NATO as their army to achieve purposes they needed.
Well, what are you hearing on the ground as it relates to this terrible incident where a U.S. soldier killed a number of Afghans? What's the European Union saying about this?
Well, actually, very little. I think what you see more in Europe today and the European Union is the fact that maybe it's time to just get out of Afghanistan. And so the focus is more on the war overall than the individual event. And I think in terms of the individual event, what I've been reading is most of them have seen it pretty much the way Americans see it and recognize it was an individual acting alone.
Yeah, that's at this point in time what everything seems to indicate. Well, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, David Cameron, went to the United States, met with President Obama, took in a basketball game, had a couple of hot dogs. That was on the Drudge Report, front page of the Drudge Report, them eating their hot dogs at the basketball sidelines there. But how important was this meeting from the perspective of the European Union and or Great Britain?
Well, it probably wasn't as significant. The European Union has been well leading the way without Britain's input. They've allowed Britain to comment, to step out of some of the financial agreements. But the real leadership has been Germany and France, and there seems to be, if you want to think of it as a horse race, a horse coming up on the side, and that's the new leader of Italy. So Britain is important, economically is important, and what they say is important, but most Europeans are pretty well focused on the continent proper.
Yeah, the continent proper is what is in our focus every time we get a time to have a conversation with Rob Congdon because of what it is doing as it sets the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. But before we leave Cameron, let me just ask you one more question. He here headlines in the Israeli papers, Jerusalem Post yesterday, was the fact that David Cameron is totally opposed to an Israeli airstrike on Iran. Now, we've talked about this. The United States is seemingly opposed to it. The European Union, I think, they've come out against it. Are they going to ever soften up and realize that this is a matter of life and death for the Jewish people here in Israel?
I think many in the European Union realize that and do recognize that. By the way, the Netherlands are always supportive of Israel. But what's happening in the British, and Cameron speaking for the British, is what I would say the typical British mindset. In his words, get Iranians to think again about threatening Israel. They just don't recognize the immediacy of the issue, and they keep believing that talk will resolve everything. So it's pretty much the standard pattern, and at some point there comes a realization. The hope always is that realization doesn't come too late.
You know, I guess we can't have a conversation without talking about the economic situation there in the European Union. China's central bank, they're making statements that the European Union is the biggest uncertainty for China. I know they are involved financially with the European Union. What about this statement? Is it going to make an impact?
Well, I think it does shake people up in Europe to hear China say that. China and the European Union are their biggest trading partners. China is the EU's second biggest partner after the U.S., so they are important. This is an economic powerhouse they're dealing with, and the fact that they expressed this uncertainty makes all the financial markets of Europe start saying, boy, if the Chinese are uncertain, we've got to get this solved instead of just keep talking and sort of taking little tiny Band-Aid steps. And so, yes, they certainly will listen, and they will certainly be thinking about it and seeing the direction to go.
We have a man who focuses on the European Union, like we have Dave Dolan on the Middle East geopolitical activities with Colonel Bob McGinnis, and Dr. Rob Congdon helping us look at Europe, the European Union, and see how those events unfolding there setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Rob, thank you so very much. I know you had a lot of speaking this last week. Get some rest, buddy, before you get back on that road out there. I know you old guys have to have more rest than some of us younger ones.
Yeah, that's right. I have to look to you to encourage me through your energy as the Energizer Bunny.
Hey, thanks a lot, buddy. God bless. We'll talk again next week.
Lord bless. Good to be with you. Goodbye.